I'm definitely the heifer and you're the hog.
No, I'm the heifer and you're the hog.
Hello.
Riff now. Fucking riff.
Should we tell them what happened?
No, make them laugh.
This month's woman of the month is Lucia Whalen.
We decided we're going to have a woman on.
Because once a month. Wait, that wasn't
because
it.
Because once a month. Women are on the Heifer and the Hog podcast. Nothing else happens to women monthly.
Nothing.
That would be something no Greg reason, and I should talk
there's
about.
There's no reason that you guys should have women on a lunar calendar nope. on your podcast.
We're under a blanket.
Yep. Lucia brought a blanket. I'm sleeping with the blanket the way I normally sleep with
and
blankets.
And he's sleeping with the fishes as well tonight.
Oh, my God. Was that a fucking threat?
It's cozy vibes.
Cozy vibes only.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm stoked. Welcome to the podcast, Lucia.
You're our woman of the month.
I'm really excited to be here, guys.
We've been mentioning you as a guest for the last, like, seven
have
episodes.
Have you guys been talking about me?
We've been like, we'll have a guest soon, Lucia. She's coming. You'll see.
You're here now.
I've been begging you.
No, we've been begging you.
And
you know who else has been begging? Rat Nation. That's what we call our fans.
Have you guys been asking about me?
No, yeah. They haven't been asking.
No, no. Rat Nation.
Oh, God.
Rat Nation, maybe. Maybe they're like, who is this mysterious Lucia Whalen?
No, they didn't ask.
Who's Rat Nation? Is that why you've been drawing rats?
don't spoil it, Lucia.
Is that actually why?
Is that why you've been drawing rats?
Oh, that's so funny.
What a hilarious
thing. Well, guess what?
I showed up for us to get food, and then he was like, hey, Evan, I think you hadn't talked to anyone.
I was drawing red.
He hadn't talked to anyone yet today. And so he was trying to like say normal stuff.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
I love it if you kept going.
One of the first things he said was like, I've been drawing rats. And then he pulled up some drawings of rats. And it was like when a little kid is like,
look at
diving.
I've been drawing rats.
You're like, yeah.
Good job, Greg. I'll hang your iPad on the refrigerator now.
This is going too far.
And this iPad will now be going right on the fridge.
They were really, really nice pictures of rats.
He's a good, Greg's actually a pretty good artist. Greg's a really good artist.
So I was really confused, sort of.
Listen, you guys hear that?
No. It was a rat, probably.
It was a rat. Well, great. Now everyone knows I'm drawing a rat.
Yeah, it was going to be a little surprise to our listeners.
No one outside of my small circle is going to know about the rats.
That was kind of a me and my small circle and my close friends on Instagram. Well,
now everyone knows how I got this rat thing going on. So,
have you ever found yourself on someone's close friends on Instagram and been like, oh.
I actually got invited to someone's wedding recently and I went, why?
Yeah, I'm your close friend?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then
no.
I was like, no, that's really honored.
Thank you for thinking of that. I will now consider you for the position, maybe.
Position
of close
of
friend.
Yeah. You guys don't do close friends posts.
No way. Everything I do is for everyone, you know? I'm just
make
like
a close
an
friends
open
list.
Book.
What the hell?
Get this fucking blanket off me.
Rude. Rude asshole.
I didn't like how
you're
silent
you're upset
it
about
away.
The rat thing.
Yeah, you know, the whole rat thing has got me all riled up. All
right, Lucia.
Wait, can we tell him about the sweatshirt?
What's... Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, this is a...
Yes, I'll save...
This is
I'll save my question
me.
For you after the attack.
An attack
after the attack Greg portion of the episode is over. Greg was wearing a new hooded sweatshirt that his famous friend gave him, Marcelo Hernandez.
My God.
Shout out
to our friend of the
pod. Follow Marcelo. He needs followers.
Actually, a member of Rat Nation, Marcelo Hernandez. He gave Greg a sweatshirt, very nice sweatshirt. Greg, what company have you been telling everybody it's from?
I've just been telling everyone it's Yeezy.
And then I was like, wait. And then I was like, for real? And then he's like, I don't know. And then I looked at
I didn't say I don't know. I said, no, it's not.
You went, no, you said, I don't know. And
oh,
then
my
I,
God.
And then I looked at the thing and... Would you guess what brand it is? Not Yeezy, sort of the opposite. Yeah. Skims.
Kim Kardashian's company. Greg has been wearing a Kim Kardashian hoodie for the last like 10 days now.
Get the London look.
Is that Greg's what she been says? Wearing.
Did you switch? Oh, he switched.
Oh, you.
I thought it was the light. Now he's in a gray.
Are you ever
going
to wear the Kim K hoodie ever again?
Of course.
Yeah, okay, good.
It's the most comfortable hoodie
he
I've ever
put
worn.
On his yeah. nice hoodie.
I actually want to
put my Hanes on.
Actually, now that I know it's from there, I'm truly going to look it up.
Yeah. Why?
I'm going to try to buy one.
Yeah,
why?
Because
it's
nice
dope.
It looks cozy.
We got player haters sitting
although,
over here.
Although the big thing is it's about to not be hoodie season. And I'm really
It's
loving,
always hoodie season.
I'm really loving
hoodie. Cool summer nights? Come on.
Yeah.
I guess.
No t-shirt underneath? That's what I do.
That is nice. I did that in Michigan.
That's what I did in high school because I...
You're a little titty throw.
Wait, actually, skip over what I was going
to
say.
Let's go back to what I was saying.
I actually don't like what Greg said, so I'm done with my part.
Let's go back to what I was saying about the titty flow.
Look, the titty flow. Lucia was like, I don't like that. Never mind. No titty flow. I'm not going to talk about titty flow.
Yeah, let's just redirect.
Yeah.
What All right. was your question for me?
I have a question for you, Lucia. You, an angel comes down, a biblically accurate.
Already happened.
Biblically accurate angel comes down. So eyeballs everywhere. Looks mm-hmm. like an octopus, kind of. And says to you.
Ursula, you mean?
Yeah. You get to be the queen of one group of animal. And
squirrels.
That was quick. I didn't even tell you what you got to do with the squirrels. Well, yeah, I mean, you're the overlord. You live with squirrels and you can they do your bidding
yeah.
and fight your battles.
Well, yeah, I'd forage with them.
You're the squirrel queen?
Yeah. Well, no question.
Where would your castle be?
Like Humboldt Park at the field house.
That's so hot. You could have picked anywhere in the world.
She picked a neighborhood down the street.
The most Chicago person alive.
Probably somewhere in Humboldt Park.
Yeah, probably Humboldt Park, probably. That's the most trees I've ever seen.
Yeah, not a question. I mean, well, yeah, because I, yeah, no, I do Humboldt Park or I do...
Actually, I think Central Park would be a really good one. Or
and no one goes to Central Park anymore.
Well, a city
the
park,
squirrel lady lives
a
there.
A city park would be a good call because you could wield more power there.
100%.
Than in a rural area.
I would wield so much power over the nightly cookouts.
Oh, man. You wouldn't go into Humboldt Park and be like, Usha and her squirrels
I would
dwell
be the, I would be the lord of the lordess of the Humboldt Park beach.
Beach?
Which you've been there, right?
I have.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying
it's
like
more
beach.
Of a foot. It's more of a foot bath.
Yeah. It's more of a group of sand, a grouping, a trail.
It's really dirty.
Greg, what would what part? And you can't say rat. What groups of animals would you be?
Because I already basically chose rat. Because
we know you would do rat, and she picked tree rat. So you have to change it up. What would you be the lord of?
Crocodiles.
The other animal at the Humboldt Park.
I'm imagining you like...
Rise, boys. And it's like a bunch of crocodiles following me.
Okay, wait. Can I backtrack to Lucia?
They would not respect you.
Lucia.
They call me King Croc.
There's a way you can organize the squirrels.
Wait, can I tell you something really funny?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if this is really funny, but we'll find out. But so we put my cat down yesterday.
Oh, that's not funny at all.
And I went out to get snacks while we were waiting for the doctor to come in. And I went out to where all the receptionists were sitting and they all had white Crocs on. And literally I came out and all at the same time they were polishing their white Crocs.
Weird. Culty as fuck.
That's just some crocodile.
Hi.
Crocodile.
And they were like, this looks better, right?
We can't wait to murder your cat.
They were like, this looks better. Like, this worked right. And then after we put him down, one of the receptionists came in. Her Crocs were so dirty.
Did you say you missed
the
Croc
that they
the
all
croc
talk
lane.
Shit about? They're like, we're going to have such white Crocs, and then she's going to have these dirty fucking super Crocs.
Yeah.
You forgot Sally. The Crocs. You forgot the they're cleaning their Crocs out there. You should have told her.
So, Greg, would you wear Crocs while you're a king of the crocodiles?
Yeah, Crocs and a Croc.
And a crock pot.
And a crock pot. You know where we would domain to?
Where?
Antarctica. Don't come down there.
All of his crocodiles are dead.
Did you say don't come down there?
Don't come down there.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's down.
Where do you thought?
North.
Canada.
Antarctica.
The Arctic is up.
Yeah, Arctic.
And no. Antarctica is down.
Listen, man, up and down
Arctica.
Is relative.
Antarctica.
Cut this out.
Antarctica. Me and my crocodiles are in Antarctica, which is, of course, below
us.
Hold on.
Cut this out. Beep this whole thing out. Antarctica and Arctic?
Arctic is on the top. Antarctic is on the bottom.
The Arctic is up top.
Yeah, and Antarctica is on
the bottom. One of my goals for this year is to get better at maps.
Get better at maps. Geography is the word. First start.
I want to be better at maps.
Oh, Chris.
What are you,
what
from the 1400s?
What kind of animal would you guys be?
We're going to be going into town soon. Better get good at maps.
No,
kind of out of it.
No, no one's paying attention to me right now.
Chris wants to play.
Chris, what would your animal empire be?
Thank you so much, Lucia. What
Wait,
an
I'm getting hot.
What an excellent question.
She doesn't want the blanket anymore.
Mine would be the fucking probably like pigeons or crows.
Wow, we've really.
Wow.
Yeah. Crows. I would go crows.
Because pigeon hunting is on the list of seven things your inner circle should
be
doing.
Yeah, I
want to
be the...
Your elite inner circle.
Yeah, I want to be the king of the pigeons because, A, I would also dwell in Central Park.
Yes.
Right.
Or Humboldt Park. And my rival would be Lucia. And we would fight an eons-long
battle. We would have little
battles. Yeah,
we'd have little battles.
I would be on the other side
of
Humboldt Park.
Mine would have tiny bows and arrows.
Yeah, and my guys would have, like, just bombs. Drop, but the bombs would be pigeon
poop
size, so it'd be just like pew.
It's poop,
and they'd get in our eyes, and we'd be like, ah!
It's
be like
white
Tropic Thunder.
Lucia
white
and I would have staffs, waving them at each other.
And mine's like,
and I would be like, wish someone would come try to attack me.
I'm down here, Antarctica.
But you just can't rally the Crocs.
Wish somebody would come try to take Antarctica.
Let my enemies weaken while I grow stronger. Down here in the Arctic.
The Crocs.
Sorry, the Antarctic.
Yeah,
they're frozen.
Oh, man. Well, that was a great question, Chris.
That was good.
Thanks.
Chris was really looking
I thought,
for some validation.
I thought about that a lot.
I was looking forward to asking that question. I thought about it while I was driving this morning.
All right, you think of a question off the top of your head. Don't think you're thinking. Start saying words. That's the trick. Why do you
Greg,
have to...
Greg, show Lucia the way.
Roger.
What do you think is the best way to... open jars.
See?
Incredible See? Question.
It works.
This is one that I like. I like that.
You slowly let it come out.
What I do, how I open jars.
That was channeled.
Yeah.
Do you know?
What is
I didn't know what was going to
best way open jars.
I think that the best way...
That's why I don't do improv. That was literally every improv.
Wow.
That's every scene I've ever
She's
been.
She's good.
What I do is I get a wrench and I smack the
you
top
just,
the
you
top
just
of it over and over again
open.
Until the glass breaks and then the juice comes out and then you did it.
My best way to open
don't
jars,
know.
To be quite honest...
The thing is, I don't want
to know. No, we have to answer it. It was asked.
I sit there with the jar... And it's on. I'm looking at it at the on the, and I'm trying to open it, and I'm huffing it, and I'm puffing, and I'm going, owie, ooh, and I get really frustrated.
And is anyone else in the house?
I won't ask for help.
Okay.
There's a lot of people being trying to come in and like, I got it, and I'm like, no, I got it, and I'm trying to open it, and I keep trying to open it, and then I get super frustrated, and then I take aim and I just throw it.
If I can't open a jar, guess what? I'm not eating that food.
Guess I'll starve.
Well, you can't. You
know. I wanted chips and salsa. Not today.
I actually am really bad. So I'm giant. Obviously, you guys have both seen me. I'm huge. And I dislocated my left thumb.
No.
What?
No.
I don't know. Sorry to break
I'm just tiny.
Sorry to break the news
I'm
to you.
Just
oh, yeah.
Tiny.
Greg and Lucia are just tiny. I'm actually 5'6".
I'm medically tiny.
Yeah.
But tiny.
I dislocated my left thumb playing rugby, and you cannot. You need both thumbs to open jars.
Mm-hmm.
This one's perfectly fine, but because I can't grip worth shit with the other hand, it's a two grip system.
Mm-hmm.
So I truly can't open jars. I'm huge, and I'm always like, "Can you help me with this, please?"
And that's the one thing wrong with your life.
So thanks for that question.
Pretty good.
I answered with truth. I was like,
"Thank you for being vulnerable."
Yeah, you're welcome. Guys, Rat Nation, you're welcome.
Rat Nation. Do they like me, do you think, so far?
I think so.
Wave
I think
if
so.
You like Lucia.
No one's waving.
Oh, shit.
Dang it. I'll get them on my side.
All right, Greg, you make up a question word for word as you say it. Go.
When do you think the last time you fucked around and found out?
Oh.
Whoa.
Great question. Oh.
You go first.
Hmm. I haven't gotten in trouble in a while.
Well, it doesn't
Ooh,
have to be
when
that,
did I get
you know.
In trouble?
No, fucked around and then found out.
When I
like
fucked
the other day,
around.
I was like the other day, I was like fucking around on my computer, editing something, and then I found something out.
What did you find out?
A better way to do something.
Yeah,
I fucked around and then
I
found out.
I was on Wikipedia the other day and I fucking around and then I figured out all 32 owners of every NBA team.
Fucked around and he found out.
Yeah, I also was petting my cat.
Very good.
And my cat for sure gave me signals to not pet with him, and I was like, I wonder if I petted him one more time, and then. He scratched
you fucked
me.
Around and you found out.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know the answer.
Just start the
it's
same way. Same thing with the question. Just start saying words until something.
I was locked out of my apartment, and it was like 11 p.m. And I called a locksmith, and he came over, and his whole crack was out, and.
You put your credit card in there.
And said, consider this payment.
Pleasure doing business with you.
Well, I just couldn't believe his crack. Like, I could not believe his crack was out. Like,
he
I
was a
like,
locksmith, too. He didn't have that much bending over to do.
Where's the door handle?
The door.
Let me pop a squat.
I was like, why is your crack
Sir,
out?
There's no excuse. When a plumber is down there, I'm like, yeah, it's frustrating.
But you would think, because it's a stereotype,
yeah,
that they would only wear like high-waisted pants.
Could you imagine a...
Okay, we had some technical
difficulties. We need to address
Sorry
the
about
elephant
that.
In the room.
Technical difficulties caused by...
Riffing too hard,
baby. Anyway, so...
Chris wants to get back
anyway,
to it.
Anyway, we're someday. Back. I know. It was
well,
a good
okay,
one.
Well, let me bring us back in through the story. So he shows up. I'm so stressed out. I had come back from a weekend... in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I had taken a Greyhound back. I got back to my apartment at like midnight, and the person house sitting for me had locked the wrong lock. My fault. I didn't explain it to her. So then I have to call a freaking locksmith who had the energy of a plumber from the 1950s. His crack is fully out.
I love that. Locksmith he's not even bending over. When we were saying it would be really funny for these men to have
high-waisted
pants.
Like, they should, because that's the stereotype, is that your crack is out. If you're working in a career where the stereotype is your crack is out, then I am doing everything in my power to never have my crack out.
I want
out.
You coming in looking like a girl at Coachella. With high-waisted, up right
a
below.
A tube-top dress.
Right below your boobs. Tube-top and high-waisted. Coming in going, did you call... a locksmith, baby. It's me, Igor.
And he was flirting with me.
Oh.
That was the thing. He took advantage of the fact that it was like midnight and I didn't have the energy to argue with him. So he charged me like $200 to break me into my own apartment. And then he had his crack fully out. And I was like, I could have paid so much less to see someone's crack tonight.
Yeah.
I'll show it to you right now for free.
Free of charge.
I got a crack.
Greg does.
Lift my hoodie up.
Greg does moon. We'll be sitting there and it walks by me and he's just like, he is my ass.
I loved mooning walking. When I was a kid.
I show butt.
I used to moon my brother and run through his room.
Chris, what's your favorite part about my butt?
Zero part. But if I had to pick a favorite.
Don't touch me.
It'd be your crack.
That crack.
Yeah. Nice. Good hairy crack on your brain. Yeah, well, that's what it is. That's how.
And all bodies are beautiful.
That's how a human man body ass usually
Wonderland.
Is.
Not yours though.
If
your
Greg
ass
had
crack
a
is a hairy
hairless
man.
Ass, it would be more disturbing than having a hairy ass.
Excuse me.
If your ass was hairless, it would be. Disturbing.
I don't have a hairy butt.
Yeah. You shouldn't moon people if that's what you think.
He's actually mooning you so he can find out what it looks like.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how is that moon?
Pretty good butt.
We do this river trip every year in the summer, and there's a train that goes by across from the campsite. And
you yell train when you see it?
No, we all yell train so that everyone can stop what they're doing and drop trow and smack your ass because it's a passenger. It's like an Amtrak train.
Oh, I would love to do that.
It's like the California Zephyr.
Do you know how many people are still talking about that?
Oh, yeah.
All around the country.
It goes from Chicago to L.A. That's the
track. That's awesome. And I want to do that.
And they've seen my big
ass. I want to do that, but I want to be in the train mooning people.
I don't moon me, will you? Mooning.
She's been mooning for 72 straight hours. My God.
Ma'am.
No, my friend tells me he does this too. I missed what you said.
It's cool.
I'm going to moon them when we pass this campsite.
You shouldn't listen at all.
No, when we go through Wisconsin, I'm going
to
moon everyone.
My friend does this. Oh, so men are allowed to do this. And I just can't have my ass out. I'm in Utah.
No, it's too hairy.
Too hairy, but.
Oh, man, that's so funny. Ma'am, you've been mooning every small town we've passed.
Get out of the dining car, ma'am.
The observation car is not for you. The windows are too big. Please, next time, buy VIP. They're allowed to do that.
Mooning is the funniest thing a person can do.
Oh, yeah. What would we call it?
No,
we would moon each other on like road trips. It would press and ham. That's where you'd
press your hand.
Butt?
Press your butt cheeks against the window, and then someone rolled
when
down
you were
the
a child.
Roll down the window while your butt cheeks are pressed on it, so it like drags your butt cheeks down a little bit.
We need to reclaim
looks
childhood.
Like ham.
Reclaim childhood. Let's bring mooning back.
Dude, I'll moon anybody.
I'll do it. Watch this.
Listen to this. Listen to this, listeners.
Listen.
Greg.
Yeah. Greg keeps threatening to do it right now.
I'll do it right now.
Multiple times so far,
that's
Greg.
That's not what the riffs have been.
Greg has said multiple times, I'll do it now.
Lucia and I are over here having nice nostalgia about mooning, and Greg's like, I'll moon you guys right now.
Tell me you want me to do it.
Can we just move on from the mooning stuff? I'll moon you, and then we can move on.
I'll do it. I don't care.
Yeah, mooning's acceptable too. Like, mooning is an acceptable form of flashing because we all have it.
Because we all have it, and we
yeah. But if once you do a 180, then the cops are all like, you're under arrest.
Maybe that's what we have to do. We have to. I'm gonna start showing Johnson.
No,
Greg, that's a sex crime.
And the butt's not?
Yes.
Yeah, we just talked
everyone
about
that. Everyone has asses.
Everyone has it.
You listening at all?
Is that the reason it's not a crime? Like, it's in the policy book. Everyone has it.
Not a crime? Everyone has one. Signed Benjamin Franklin.
He showed us our butt. It's fine. Everyone has one.
That's in the Declaration.
He showed us wiener. Yeah. Bring him to me.
That's Article 69.
Article 69. Butts are chill. Everyone has one.
Everyone has one.
Thou must present thy butt when pranks are askew.
When the pranks are
you know John Adams presented that.
Yeah. Who is
I don't know how.
Which founding father was the most likely to show that fang?
Franklin.
Franklin. Franklin.
Yeah, Franklin.
Because he felt untouchable because he never wanted to run for presidency. He was like.
Yeah.
He's like, want to know that electricity I've been talking about?
Zap, zap.
My ass.
He's like, everybody come outside. Everybody. There's a storm.
Flying a kite from
there's a storm.
Flying a kite from a butt plug in his ass.
There's a storm. Ooh! There's a storm. Get out here.
I got electrocuted.
And
he has no pants on.
Benjamin.
Zap. Oh.
Zap my
Benjamin.
Ass.
Benjamin, please.
You know he was a weirdo.
We have a declaration to draft.
But he was still like super disciplined about going to bed early and waking up early. Everybody home.
Everyone got to get to bed. I'm a fucking Quaker. It doesn't say anywhere in the Quaker religion can't put a kite butt plug in your ass and get electrocuted.
Because everybody has one.
Everyone's got an ass.
The kite strings in my butt.
That's you know how Benjamin Franklin is one of the most quoted men of all time?
Yeah.
Early to bed and early to rise makes a man but simple and wise. Yeah. Everybody's got one.
A man who doesn't like beer is a man I don't trust or something like
really?
That. Yeah.
You know something I actually did learn from him? I was obsessed with his autobiography.
I was obsessed with Frank.
100%.
Really?
Honestly, I do think I knew him in a previous life.
Yeah.
B. Frank.
B. Frank.
Let's be frank here.
Please.
He's my favorite founding father, but he did say what made him a good traveler was that he ate everything. And yeah. I've taken that with me.
Oh, yeah.
Always eat everything when you travel.
Yeah. Maybe Anthony Bourdain was Benjamin Franklin.
Early to bed, early to rise. You're not going to be surprised to find out that kite string's in my ass.
That's the end of the
Yeah, it was taken out of context.
Something you're damn well going to be surprised about? That kite string's in my ass.
Honestly, pretty wise. Until
he
started ranting
like, well,
about it. His ass kite.
They were like, the beginning of that was honestly salvageable. Yeah.
Just cut it off.
Cut out the cut out the ass kite part.
Leave the ass kite part.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, my God.
Early to bed, early to rise, because that's when the best kiting is, early then, when I'm at my ass.
It actually doesn't rhyme at the end. Early to bed and early to rise is when.
Yeah, it keeps going. Early to rise, because that's what time it is to sail my ass kite, of
Put
course.
Put me on the $100 bill when I die.
Red sky at night.
Throw me at strippers when I'm dead. Take care, baby.
Dang, he would have loved that.
Oh, yeah.
Red wow, he would have loved that, that's what's happening with
Red
him
sky
now.
At night, sailor's delight. Red sky at night, there's a kite in my ass. Just cut the first one and just keep the first one.
Well, that was like in his will. He's like, just chop up.
4 score and 7. Every president's just an ass kite smoke.
They were all mooning.
Yeah.
No one thought it was weird that he had a kite.
Fool me once, shame on you.
He loves kites.
He loved kites.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm like crying, laughing. That was so funny.
Successful riff. Are you happy?
Are you happy
yes.
now,
Thank
Greg?
You. Appreciate it.
Oh, man, I might throw up.
I had fun. But yeah. How could it get better than that?
I'll tell you what, Chris has not.
You know what's the best?
Chris
laughing?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. No, my bad. Sorry I'm here.
We're also sorry you're oh, here.
That's great.
Greg.
Chris has not asked a question off the top of his head.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, he did.
I think it was just me and you.
No, he said the animal thing.
No,
no
I
thought
about
that.
That was pre-arranged.
He's thinking
oh,
right
that's
now.
Something you thought of in advance.
He's doing it wrong
yeah.
already.
Okay, no, I won't. I'm
just
not
start talking.
No, no, do it, do it.
Just start talking.
How come when you're in the car and you're in the middle lane, it's scary-er?
Really good question.
Hey, I think two out of three good questions. Of the
I go into a coma.
Okay.
I refuse to answer it.
My
that's
God.
That's the question that
She's
ended it
medically
all.
Induced herself into a coma. All right, all right, all right. Better question, better question, better question, better question.
You're doing it wrong.
Okay, all right, all right, all right.
You just have to go. You have to stare at that corner and just
okay.
start going. Word by word.
When you're falling asleep, what's normally the last thought in your head?
This is Galusha Loves. She's a hippie.
You go first.
The first thought that goes
the
to
last
my head,
thought.
Last
thought.
Maybe we'll all die tonight.
Yeah, that's actually kind
the
of peaceful.
The last thought.
No, that's not my last thought.
Hopefully a meteor hits while we're all sleeping.
Every night before I go to sleep, I quote something from Fast and the Furious.
If there was a meteor that hit Earth, would you rather it be when we're all asleep or when we're all awake?
Awake. Awake.
You guys answered at the same time. Different answers.
Huh. I want to see it.
Yeah. I kind of want to have my mind absolutely blown.
I absolutely don't.
All right, what's your yeah.
The first thing I say before I fall asleep, early to bed, early to rise.
You might be surprised.
That's a callback, baby.
To find out there's a kite in my asshole.
That's the full thing I think.
There's a string. Lucia's sleeping there, and there's a string coming from her bed going out the window, and then there's a kite.
There's a
flying
kite that
in
flies.
The window.
If you ever want to find where I am in the city of Chicago, look for the apartment
for
with
my
the
ass kite. Or a horde
it
of squirrels.
It flies like the bat signal.
Yeah. There's this woman in Humboldt Park with a kite out of her ass.
And
bunch
squirrels.
Of squirrels.
So many.
That's
squirrels.
How I let my squirrels on. You know how they have the British flag flying when the queen or king is in?
Yeah.
That kite is flying so my squirrels know yeah. that I'm in.
She's here. She comes.
What's the first thing the last thing you think of?
I live my life a quarter mile at a time. That's the last thing I say that quote.
What's the last thing you think?
I mean, usually I haven't put myself to bed in years. I often fall
asleep. Someone does it for you?
No, I often
Someone
fall.
Someone
lifts
yeah. you, a giant
yeah,
comes.
Yes, I have a huge man that carries me, tucks me to sleep,
and
goes
then
there,
boops
there,
you,
there,
boops you on the head. No, like a fucking.
Yeah. And my last thought is, I really am so glad I bought that berserker.
Sleep now.
I have a small giant berserker that I purchased from the hills of Slovenia.
Yes, yeah, a berserker.
Named Jeel, who puts me to bed.
Is a berserker a thing?
Trolls can go into berserker mode.
Is that what going berserk means?
Yeah.
Wow! Do a thing that's like, wow!
It zooms in.
We don't have the technology.
My last thought normally is, oh, fuck, I'm falling asleep. No, you're good. No, oh, God, I'm falling asleep. No, you're good.
That's so interesting.
And then I'm like,
dark.
And then I'm like, oh, shit. And then I wake up kind of a little bit later. I'm like, no one noticed you fell asleep. Probably. You're probably fine.
What?
Yeah, I usually fall asleep in
public.
You
wake up and think no one saw you fall asleep.
Yeah, I fall asleep in public a lot, is what I'm saying. Uh-huh. I fall asleep in my living room or in my girlfriend's living room, and I try to hide it all the time.
Chris loves to sleep.
Because I'm embarrassed.
I never sleep in public. I can't.
Yeah.
Chris will sit down on the couch, and then he'll lay down, and then he'll just be like...
Yeah. It's 10 till 9 right now.
He'll
in
fall
the
asleep.
Evening, and we're going to watch a movie after this.
He's going to fall asleep.
Probably won't make it to the end. Yeah.
I really can only fall asleep in my bed.
Yeah, I'm really good at sleeping, but that's like an advantage and a disadvantage. I can sleep on planes, although I have a theory that I just faint.
You know what I do on planes is I meditate as it's taking off, and then I fall asleep.
Yeah, I think
Whoa.
As it's taking off, my body freaks out
and
so
I,
much.
And I look at the person next
go,
to me, and I go, you're going to need to catch me.
As I fall asleep, I say, I have a bomb.
That's what you say. I look at them and I go, if this thing's crashing, wake me up.
Have you ever had the fantasy of meeting like a hot person on a plane?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, well, once. So I used to always have that fantasy of like, I'll meet like a hot guy will come on and he will sit next to me. And that exact thing happened to me.
Yeah.
This guy would not shut up. The whole flight.
That's the worst. You're like, dude, please, like, no, come on.
So I don't have that fantasy anymore. I want the weirdest person to get on.
He should have just leaned over as he was talking to you and you're just gone. and then like,
yeah,
so
fart.
Anyways. Yeah,
fart on him. Next
fart
time.
Mid-sentence. That'll get strangers to stop talking to you.
Fart and then look at him and be like, that's chill, right?
I don't want a single person to talk to me on an airplane.
No,
because I'm always writing. I'm writing belligerent thoughts in a notebook. I don't want anyone to know anything about me.
The a great podcast that I sorry to plug another podcast on, but they talk about the an airplane being like the one place of true solitude now, like left in our society, because like. Just don't buy the Wi-Fi and you're good.
Yeah.
Now you're like an actual like disconnect. It's like a chapel.
I do my best writing in the sky.
I do too, honestly. Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm being for real.
I also
do my best thinking.
I have a pod
and most best crying.
I only have audiobooks downloaded and then a playlist on Spotify called Songs to Die To.
Mm.
And it's if the plane is going down, I put on that.
Do you really?
Yeah, yeah. It's usually. It's
how
like,
often does the plane go down?
Oh, I crash every other time.
Every time the plane starts.
No,
crashing.
No. But like, you know, bad.
You mean landing?
Terrible turbulence heading to heading into like LaGuardia the other night.
Terrible turbulence. I grab the hair of both of the people next to me.
Start yanking.
Yeah. You say you just drop. You just down. Drop LaGuardia in there.
Yeah.
Just we know.
Here we go. Okay, Mr. New York. Okay, Mr. New York.
I went to New York City actually to do comedy professionally. Not a big deal.
Oh.
You're telling the IRS.
My God.
You're telling the IRS.
Tell the IRS. Yeah, well, I told them too.
Oh.
going to New York. Stop calling. Stop fucking calling us.
Just file your fucking
Stop
taxes,
it.
Chris. No, you file them.
No, you file them.
And they're like, fair.
Chris, you're late on your taxes. No, you're late on my taxes,
nah,
bitch.
I sent them. You file them. You got to file them.
You haven't sent anything. Well, why are you sending me stuff to send you back? Fucking just send it.
File. I wore Hokas because you've been wearing Hokas, and then you didn't wear Hokas.
I wore my sport Crocs.
Shoe off.
Shoe off.
I've been wearing.
Shoe off.
I've been loving my Hokas, though. My God.
It's a totally new vibe for you.
Yeah, Hoka
I
shit.
I love it. I feel like.
I only rock Adidas.
Yeah.
You know why?
Every time for
I saw a commercial
for
one
2 years
time.
Straight, every time I saw Greg, he would go, man, both my feet are broken.
He's wearing the same shoes that are paper thin. I don't know what's going on.
You're basically wearing barefoot shoes.
They really hurt my toes.
My feet are broken. I'm just slapping them down on the ground. Though.
Anyways, hopefully somebody can help me one day. That'd be nice.
Anyway, I hope someone does anything for me sometime.
Hopefully somebody
so.
Does something nice for me soon. That would be pretty good.
Oh, man. Tell you about the love tuner?
Yeah,
honk,
sure.
Honk.
Honk.
What's the love tuner?
It's the whistle.
Lucia has a whistle that she calls a love tuner.
Well, because my best friends got it for me for my birthday.
Can't believe you
blows,
don't have it.
It blows. I know. It's got lost in my move. It tunes to the frequency of love, which is 528 gigahertz.
What the?
And it just sounds like a whistle.
It goes honk.
Does it tweet like pretty loud?
It's like.
I'm telling you, I'm doing it. It's the most. My impression is the most accurate sound of it.
Honk.
Honk.
And Lucia, didn't you wake Greg up with that one time?
Yeah, we were. Well, because I was blowing it throughout the weekend when we were traveling. I was like. It was actually very funny. And so then our last morning, I was like, I'm gonna
honk him up.
Twang! I literally laid over him and I went, and he was like, I've never seen someone. It was so awkward because you were so upset. You were like,
Chris knows about me in the morning.
Oh, dude,
time.
Greg in the morning time is the worst.
And then I had to play it off like it was totally fine.
I take, you know, Greg and I are on the road. We're sharing a hotel room, and I'm like, Greg, dude, let's do this thing. Let's go to do this thing. And Greg will just like look at me and then just roll over. And I'm like, great.
I walked in. I went to work out and Greg was working.
Yeah.
And I walked in. And Greg had Googled, what is today? And it just said the date. Like on Google. He said, what is today?
What the fuck? What is today?
I was trying.
you had coffee. That's the best excuse, dude. Why did you write that? I was trying
my hardest.
Nothing needs to be said after that. I was trying
to figure out something, but I can't remember what it was now. And she walked in at the worst time because that was open. And I was
today.
Trying to remember the date.
I was
and
like,
I
what are you up to?
My phone was on the other side.
I'm not safe anymore.
I didn't want to get up. I was deep in day pondering, which is what I call that.
Day pondering?
What day is today?
What? No, not what day is today.
Sitting there just
pondering not
what
day
is
today. What is today?
What is today?
What is the meaning of today?
You guys.
Growing up, I thought yesterday was a day of the week.
Yesterday.
I was really pissed. I'd be like, when is yesterday? And my parents are like, it just happened. And I'd be like, y'all got to tell me when yesterday is going to happen because I keep missing it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was a dumbass. I was like, yesterday. I also
that's when you can't really get out of.
I thought Wednesday was the days it was windy. I was like, oh, real
Wednesday.
Windy out. Must be Wednesday.
This is a Colorado thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hippie. I thought Thursday was the day.
I thought Tuesday was the
What's
number two.
I thought Thursday was the day.
I didn't have any day for Thursday.
I thought Thursday was the day.
Friday.
I thought Thursday was the day when I needed water.
Sunday. nice. Sorry, I should have. Friday. And Friday was the day.
Friday, I'm in love. Saturday!
Wait. Was that a song?
Wait, let's spontaneously harmonize.
No.
I'll do it.
Ready? To what song?
I guess, to Greg's Gregorian chanting. Whoever is listening to this,
let's do
just
our own Gregorian chants. Okay, everybody, close your eyes and meditate.
No.
Three, wrong pod. Two, one.
My name is Kid. Kid Rock.
That was maybe the only riff that didn't work so far.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's been a good pod so far.
So far. Now we
think.
What
think,
do
think,
you
think
you're
think.
Going to do next?
You got anything exciting coming up, Loosh?
I am going to go to the candle shop.
Wow, Yankee Candle Lady.
No.
Yankee, no. Yankee, Yankee.
Did you know there's a candle shop in Greektown, and it's an Orthodox shop, and there's an Orthodox.
Today, Junior.
Good. I can't wait to go there. You convinced me now.
There's a place in Greektown.
I powered down.
There's a in
Greektown. Is that next to Geektown?
Which is it?
Punch him hard.
Geektown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greg.
Greg.
That's not a word. All right. Anyway, this place in Greektown.
They sell candles, but they also sell like spells.
Oh my God! I'm so glad I asked you to go on.
It's an alchemist.
It's not spells, but it's like in Catholicism
and
Orthodox.
So there's a wizard in Chicago.
There's a very thin line between magic and Orthodox Christianity, and they have these cards you can buy for. Special candles and prayers you can buy that are basically incantations.
I mean, this is getting her riled.
The Orthodox,
she's getting crazy.
The Orthodox priests do kind of dress wizardly,
like wizards.
Yeah, they have wizard vibe. They got big old beards.
What would your wizard name be?
Let's go.
Oh my God, Lucia! I've been waiting for someone to ask me that because I don't have an answer.
Mr. Chris.
Mr. Chris.
Krankenstein. it would be...
come on. I'm surprised you don't
come
know
on, come on.
Cristobal.
Cristobal. That's pretty good.
Both two L's.
Yeah, yeah. And B-O-L-L.
Would you rather be a wizard or a witch? They're the same thing. I'm just asking you your pronouns.
My pronouns are wizard, witch.
What's your
wizard,
name?
Witch, warlock?
What's your name?
My wizard name?
Yeah.
Lucius of the Frogs.
Oh.
Of the Squirrels, I think you mean.
She already forgot.
You're a squirrel wizard. Greg, what's your wizard name?
Willie.
And now here comes Willie the Wizard.
All of these wizards live on like the outskirts of the wizarding world.
Cristobal, Lucius the Frog Lady, whatever.
And Willie.
And Willie.
They all have a homestead.
Bow, down, 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 down. We're spitting in the cans. Ting.
Willie did that dang.
People come to us for low grade spells.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you can't afford good wizardship. Head on out to Lucius the Frog's farm and her two nincompoops.
We still
Cristobal
like,
and Willie.
Willie. We still like NASCAR.
Yeah.
They still watch
yeah,
NASCAR.
Yeah, yeah. Can't today. Sorry, it's the Daytona. Sorry, can't help you today. Indy 500's running.
Ran it.
Pating.
Pating.
Well, we got dragons.
What would you wear?
I would wear a robe.
I'm surprised you guys haven't already talked about this.
We have.
I don't know if
your
we
wizard
have.
Aesthetic.
You have to change it. When
I would wear
arises.
Flowing purple robes, and I would have a big robe, and there would be a cape on the back. And my robe would be entirely assless. And then my cape would flap, and then you would be like, hey, is that his ass?
It would be a high-waisted robe.
Yeah, yeah. It would be a high-waisted.
And hokas.
High-waisted. And then I would wear hokas, of course.
Yeah, yeah, my hokas.
Hokas for because I jog.
Yours.
You go first.
Wizard in the hokas is perfect.
I'd wear a long robe with a hood, and then on over the robe, I'd wear a medium-sized Dale Earnhardt shirt.
What would your hat be?
No hat, hood.
No hat.
No hood. Hat.
Oh, yeah. Well, now it's getting
Oh, a bandana. Sorry.
Now it's getting real NASCAR.
Sorry. I have a bandana.
Yeah, it's getting real
Not
NASCAR.
Like a bandana, like a line one, like one like the bikers wear where it goes all the way.
Shit.
What do they call those?
A do-rag.
No. It's not a do-rag. This is very
Trust me. I know. All right, Lucia, your aesthetic of wizardry?
I'm thinking I would do full... emerald green robe.
Okay.
Platform Tevas. And my hat that says Midwest Princess.
Yeah, my hat I want you
but
to know.
But no, but it's a pointy hat that says Midwest Princess.
I'd be wearing a denim bucket hat that
yes.
said Lincoln Lodge
that
on
says
it.
Lincoln. That's the thing is we all have, that's how people know we're trash wizards.
Lincoln Lodge, man.
You're still promoting.
I got
Lincoln
a spot
Lodge.
This weekend. I'm still stand-up comedian. I'm still a fucking stand-up, and I'm doing voices. I'm like, wizards are crazy, man.
You're still working the door at the Lincoln Lodge.
Yeah. Morning, guys. This is your first time here?
Check this out.
Check this shit out.
Electric shock.
Just let me get my kite in my ass.
You're doing electric shock.
I'm a wizard.
Squeeze this flower on my fucking
Wait, should we tell them about the movies?
Movies.
Boobies.
No, it's time. That's it.
That's it?
45.
We is that how long you do?
We usually do 30.
Thanks, guys.
It's been an honor, Lucia.
Thank you.
Tell them if you want to. Tell them if you want to. Tell them if you want to. Tell them if you want to.
If I want to?
Tell them
if
you want to.
I don't know if I want to tell your audience.
The world.
I don't know if I want to tell your audience if I want to.
Follow Lucia Whalen.
I want to.
Follow Lucia
hey,
Whalen at
to.
NFL. That's her handle.
At NFLWNBA.
Yeah.
Buh, 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 buh.
At Caitlin Clark 22.
Okay.
Yeah.
At Lucia Whalen.
Any wise words of wisdom before we go?
I think you know.